Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. We've got a trending report for you. We've been collecting all the stories here this morning of stuff that's trending. Here's Jer on sports, guys. Broncos are playing on Christmas Day.
Yay!
Against the Chiefs at Arrowhead. How about that?
The Chefs! Go Broncos!
So I think it's like an evening game on Christmas.
Christmas night.
It'll be here before we know it. 226 days before Christmas, you guys.
Good Lord.
Sneaking up on us.
Let's not start counting
already. I do like that the NFL has started playing on Christmas because I don't know how your guys' families do it, but we always do like the immediate family, like mom, dad, siblings, Christmas morning, and then we go have like the bigger extended family party in the evening. And there's always a couple games now. There's NBA games and NFL games now. And that's like my filler of the day when there's nothing to do between like, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And I watch those games.
We're not allowed to have a TV on.
Loved that the NFL has started doing that. Really?
Yeah.
No TV?
Christmas, no TV.
What are you doing for the 7 hours in between
those
things?
Family time, gifts, eating. Mingling. It's a rule. No TV on holidays.
So I guarantee you Knickknack's gonna have that Broncos game.
Sure.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Promise you.
She's like, we're gonna break that rule this year.
I think the
Nuggets
have a chance of playing on Christmas Day too. So if we have a Nuggets and a Broncos game,
might as well cancel Christmas.
Right?
I'm telling you.
Sorry,
but
Jesus.
You guys, it's Christmas. You shouldn't be sitting there in front of the TV during a magical holiday.
But we're sitting there with family.
Oh, is that your way?
Yeah, that's
how
I couch
how you're
it.
Spending
you're creating memories, Jer.
All right. Yes. Okay, you guys do you. 226 days until we can plunk down and watch the big game.
Oh,
sports ball. All right. Madonna has teamed up with some director on Netflix for a limited series about her life. I guess it's the same guy who did Deadpool and Wolverine and the producer of Stranger Things. So what is this going to be like?
Right?
Insane.
Story here says there's no word on which part of Madonna's life it'll be about or who will even portray her, but it's in the tank right now. There's
it'll probably
be
Ryan Reynolds.
Madonna documentary.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, who would play a good Madonna? Her. I'd have to think about
it. I don't
know.
I think we could get quite a few.
Could like Jennifer Lawrence maybe?
Ooh, Jennifer Lawrence would be a good
Jennifer
one.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
it's depending, Madonna, like a virgin.
It's funny,
guys.
Depending on which stage of Madonna's life, I think both of those
it's
ladies
have to
be would
all
be
the stages,
good picks. Yeah, because that's the thing. She's
Jennifer
lived...
Coolidge would not be a good pick.
Well, maybe for
well,
this
later,
when she had all the,
exactly.
the stuff done.
Later on, Jennifer Coolidge does a lot of great stuff, so I'm sure she could
Did you guys like
Madonna,
like growing up? Was she...
She
wasn't
was a
my
huge,
go-to.
But she was a huge core artist. She was everywhere. I wasn't like a fan. I didn't have a black glove.
I just heard that like
she,
everybody
I had the pointed bra,
her.
But that's was,
you know,
for fun.
I mean, who didn't? Who
that was
didn't?
Just a little something I did in high school.
Madonna's also a little
a phase.
Old oh, for me. Like she,
yeah, she was
kind of
80s, wasn't
yeah,
she?
I was kind of young when she was it. But yeah, I mean, who doesn't know her music, right?
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
La Isla Bonita.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice job with that, but
yeah,
the
you're
way.
Welcome. It's honestly like one of her good ones. It's old school, but whatever. What else is going on? Is it the Cannes Film Festival or Cannes?
It's Cannes.
Cannes.
Raising Cannes.
Well, wasn't it Cannes?
Yeah. It's the Cannes.
Cannes. It's the Cannes.
Cannes Film Festival.
Anyway.
Yes.
We said it every
possible way.
Wow, we are.
Right. There's this film festival that begins with a C. You guys. They've got a new rule prohibiting nudity on the red carpet and throughout the event.
I wonder why.
It's because of the recent trends, you've seen the pictures of sheer everything, revealing everything. They say the new rule is intended to uphold the festival's formal atmosphere, so you can't be looking at people's booties anymore. That's the big thing I've noticed on these past few award shows, that it's the sheer back, and you get straight on butt.
Yeah.
You get butt for days.
Just straight on backside.
Butt for days. Speaking of getting butt for days, Halle Berry spent Mother's Day trying to sell us a particular product that she's a part of. Did you see some of her videos that she was posting on Instagram?
I didn't.
With her boyfriend, and they were laying in bed.
Ooh.
And it was very clear that they were about to smash.
Ooh.
She
what
looks
were they
good.
Selling?
I don't care what anybody
well,
said.
Well, they were selling a particular product that maybe women going through menopause need to use because of... issues down there, let's say. I don't want to say the word. It begins with an L and ends with oob.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's got a line of it, I guess. It's called Let's Spin.
Oh, gosh. Huh.
So anyway, she posted all these videos of her and her boyfriend, and then she was like holding up her Let's Spin product.
She looks good.
She
looks great.
She looks really good.
Absolutely
like,
gorgeous.
She is 58 years old.
Are
I did
cereal?
Not even know that.
Are you cereal right now?
Dang.
A couple good quick show announcements. Fox unveiled. Good for her. Fox unveiled their fall schedule yesterday. There's no Masked Singer on there. Everybody chill out. Relax. It'll be back in January. It's on a break. We were on a break. I know Nick Nack and the kids have loved that show lately. Yeah. You know,
it's kind of good. The only thing I hate about that is how clueless the judges always try to sound.
It's such an act.
It's
an act.
It's a huge gimmick. I do like the talent, and I like some of the stars.
I like the talent,
John
too.
Elway was on there.
I know!
But, which he was horrible.
The talent, as far as the judges,
yeah,
is what I
yes,
like.
But they act so dumb.
My girlfriend's
like,
on there.
They
like
do,
it.
But that's the thing. I didn't realize how much I was going to like that show. I've always been like, Massing, it seems stupid. I've never given it
but
a chance.
But it sucks you in, huh? You're like,
it
who
does.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're guessing.
Because I only get like network television now, I've watched a lot of shows I didn't think I'd watch. And I like that one. I didn't think
it's
I'd
good.
Like it as much yeah. as I did.
I
yeah.
just like Jenny McCarthy.
She's, yes.
She is
also,
so funny.
Yes.
So funny. That's yep. I love her comedy. Fox is also reviving two classic competitions, The Weakest Link and Fear Factor. They're bringing
oh,
Fear
no
Factor
way.
Back.
Are Whoa. They bringing back what's his name?
Rogan doubt
to host it.
It?
Oh shoot!
It. Yeah, he
he's busy.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it at all, buddy.
He doesn't.
And then one final thing that got me really excited: it looks like Amazon Prime is bringing back American Gladiators.
No way!
Yes,
I loved American
yes.
Gladiators
so did I.
Growing up. When I had sleepovers, we would stay up till 10:30 and watch American Gladiators.
You know, and you thought you could do it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
of course
I remember
you did.
Those mm-hmm. those sticks that had the big things on the end, and
the
they try and
yeah,
the Q-tips, and they oh, I loved that show
it was a
so
good
much,
show. So good.
You know what else? In you know, talking about bringing shows back, Peacock is kind of in a way bringing back The Office. It's the I guess the sequel series, and it's called The Paper. And I'm dead serious. It's the new season's coming out this summer called The Paper.
Well, how about that?
And I'm kind of interested to see what it's going to be like because I love The Office
growing
up.
I love paper,
up.
So.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested. It'll be good. We'll
there you
see.
Go.
Yeah.
Katie Cat, what's going on locally?
Oh, well, first of all, big thing happening yesterday. There was a crash on I-70 and a bunch of eggs got spilled everywhere.
Oh, the video of this semi-truck is insane.
It is no joke, for real.
Oh,
but
hey,
this semi-truck crashed. It was all westbound right. I-70. It actually closed two whole lanes for like most of the morning. The driver did suffer some minor injuries. There hasn't been an update on him. But you hit the nail on the head, Jer. If you go look at these pictures of the eggs that you can tell
they're everywhere.
You can tell he ran into a pole and those eggs came all the way through the front cab and just spilled
just
out onto
everywhere.
The roadway.
It's not what you want to crash when you're carrying
mess.
Those.
No. Like that is probably the last thing you want to be hauling if you get into a crash.
Can
but
they
again,
save any of those or do they have to like
oh I would think so if they're not cracked
you, yeah,
up
if they're
or
not
anything.
Cracked,
yeah.
you think you're okay?
Sure, they're not they didn't go bad.
You're gonna have really fluffy eggs. They're gonna be shaking.
Right, exactly. Already scrambled yeah. for you. But yeah, again, that road it's happened yesterday morning, so that is long since been cleared. But this is another story coming out of DIA as Frontier Airlines, the worst airline out there, according to J.D. Power. So they released their 2025 North American Airline Satisfaction Survey. Not good for the Denver-based company. It's not going to be a good year for airlines in general. They're saying with the expected fees and ticket hikes on the horizon, people are not looking forward to this.
We decided to drive this year to our destination again. We're like, screw it. We're not going to go to the airport.
Yeah. And that's kind of like.
Because all the planes have been crashing, too.
At Frontier.
There's that.
Yeah.
That one was upside down.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's funny. The people who, you know, fly a lot, they're saying that that's it. Like, they have seen a steady increase in everything. And then the safety of the customers, people feel like, has been on a decline. So the rising prices, customer service drop, like, the airlines are not in a good place right
Still
now.
Still the safest way to travel.
It really is. I mean,
know,
we have
before
to,
everybody starts
away.
Texting
yeah,
us.
We have
yes,
to
we
highlight
get it.
That. We understand that. But still, this is something they're dealing with.
I don't want to sit in the clouds right now. I'm going to sit in the SUV.
Yeah, I don't want to either, Jer. How about this? Morris the Colorado Alligator from Happy Gilmore, right? You remember Morris.
He ate the guy's hand.
He did.
Well, he passed away, sadly, on Sunday. The Colorado Gator Farm posted on Facebook about the passing of their oldest alligator. He was either 80, 90, or 100. They
got to cut him open and check the rings now.
Yeah. Well, no. They actually, what they do is they look at their teeth. And so that's where they can't like completely gauge into how old he is exactly, but they're saying between 80 and 100. And he has a really interesting story because he was actually found in a backyard in Los Angeles when he was like 10 or 20 years old, they thought, but he was an illegal pet, and he was given to the only person in the city with the right permits to have him, and it was someone in the film industry, and the rest is history. So he has been in Dr. Dolittle 2, Eraser, Blues Brothers 2000, and they say he was like...
He's kind of a big deal.
He was a big deal, and he got his claim to fame. He was aggressive. It's funny you say that. That's why he became so famous, is if you remember in, like, especially Happy Gilmore, when he was like hissing and everything.
He's a diva.
He did that to show off. It wasn't him being aggressive. He was just showing off. He thought it was funny. And but
he has little sunglasses on.
But that's what got him attention, is he was really like, he kind of stood out from the other alligators. But yeah, sadly, no longer with us, Morris the alligator.
Rest in peace, Morris.
Yeah, he lived a long life, though. A long, famous life. How about this story out of Boulder? As the highest home sale ever was recorded in Boulder. And that's saying a lot, because that is a rich hood, right?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I haven't been up to Boulder in a while. We had to drive up to Longmont for the Diamond Dive, and I went through Boulder, and that, what is that, 93 back through there?
Yeah, Highway 119, right?
The Flatirons and everything, it was so green and so beautiful.
That's so funny, Jeremy.
It is so pretty.
I took that way back, too.
Yeah.
It just said it was quicker than going down I-25 again.
It sucks that that's a, you know, one lane back and forth road, because I just am mouth breathing the whole time, like looking around. It's so pretty.
I found myself looking to the right a lot, off to the mountains and the mountain range, too. And I was like, yeah, this is a one-way. I should probably, pay attention to the road more.
There's a little bar out there in the middle of nowhere that I want to go to. It looks like an old, dilapidated house, and it's sitting there, and it's always packed. Have you seen
packed.
That? And it's got like a field behind it with chairs and umbrellas and everything, and you sit there and just stare at the mountain.
Was that the one where it looked like they were smoking some barbecue there, too? I mean, it's literally in the middle of
nowhere.
And this guy that was going the opposite way of me stopped all the traffic, and he was trying to get left into it. And I was like, this place is
I've
hopping.
Always wanted to go there, and there was no parking as I drove
by. I checked maps, and it's not even on the... I was like, what is this place? Yeah. I want to know what it is. And I'm looking at my maps, and there was nothing there. It's like open field. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
well.
It's an old house. It's next to like a guy who's doing like chainsaw art.
I noticed that too, and that's so funny. I mean, Katie, it was packed to the brim, like no parking available. And I was like, I really want to see this.
The bad thing is like, I wouldn't want to go and like have anything. You'd have to Uber, you know, just to be safe.
Oh, yeah.
$110 Uber.
You don't want to have a couple Dr. Peppers and drive home, you know.
No, not one way.
No. Be smart.
No, that whole area is full of mountain roads and the beautiful scenery. It's part of why it costs so much to live there. So again, this expensive home, the most previous expensive home in Boulder that was sold was $13 million back in January of 2023. This one at 1505 Sunset Boulevard was sold for $14.5 million, making it the most expensive home ever sold in Boulder. It's got an unobstructed view of the Flatirons, floor-to-ceiling windows, and see-through balconies.
I love see-through balconies.
How do you do that? I'm confused.
Glass, generally.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of
generally?
Times it's glass.
Most of the times.
Yeah, they try to avoid drywall with those.
Yeah.
Well, how do
most
you get see-through
drywall?
Or
like stone.
They have see-through wood, actually, Katie. That's probably what they
it
did.
It could be that new invisible
wood. You
know
what?
Yeah,
I am wood. So glad I asked that
it's
question.
It's a NASA product. It's
so
invisible wood, and it
glad.
Just came out. They got it from space.
Super cool, yeah. It's a meteorite wood, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's generally how they do the see-through balconies.
You guys done? Okay. Well, again, 7,246 square feet. So
dang.
It's a big spot.
Big ol' house.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100.